why should the mobile revolution be dominated by people who are already equipped to take advantage of technology and experiment? The big corporations and the giant papers and people have already have all of these resources. Why shouldn't the people who are first experimenting, instead of waiting 10 years later, why shouldn't the first people to be innovating and experimenting with a new form be small businesses, individuals, disadvantaged communities? And West Virginia is in some ways a large disadvantaged community because of geographic, you know, it's geographically remote. You know, people talk about how when you fly over West Virginia, it's dark because we're not even that wired in this state. And yet I think West Virginia also has the characteristics that, you know, the mountaineer pioneer characteristics where people try, they innovate, they work with what limited resources they have. And they do some pretty magical things with that. So I thought, well, it's like the perfect group of people to lead something rather than follow. If you're a community brand that has a really, really clear audience, you're in a very good position to take advantage of mobile. And so it's actually building on the success of that relationship with the community to do this.